USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Rand Paul calls President Trump's impeachment trial dead on arrival after 45 GOP senators vote against it.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president, a private citizen, is the antithesis of unity.
The Kentucky Republican senator goes on to say, this vote indicates it's over. The trial is all over. End quote. The lower house of Russian parliament on Wednesday quickly approved the START agreement with the United States days before it was set to expire. The State Duma voted unanimously to extend the new START treaty for 5 years. The vote came a day after a phone call between U.S. President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Looks like the $20 bill is getting a new look soon. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Treasury Department plans to put Harriet Tubman, the 19th century abolitionist leader, on the 20. Currently the nation's seventh president, Andrew Jackson's face, occupies the bill.
The Treasury Department is taking steps to resume efforts to put Harriet Tubman on the front of the new $20 notes. It's important that our notes, our money, people don't know what a note is, reflect the history and diversity of our country. And Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that.
Psaki says further details on the timing of the release of the new bill would come from the Treasury Department. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Tubman made some 13 missions to rescue approximately 70 enslaved people, including family and friends, using the network of anti-slavery activists and safe houses known as the Underground Railroad. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Is it time to send the kids back to in-person school learning? USA Radio News' Dan Araki takes a look at the issue.
A new study from the Centers of Disease Control says that schools can reopen as soon as possible, as long as certain precautions are taken. The study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Tuesday said that schools that reopened in the fall were not the sources of COVID outbreaks that were initially feared. The CDC says that students should return to in-person learning if measures, like wearing masks, keeping social distancing, and limiting indoor activities with higher risks, like indoor sports practices and competition, are in place. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
According to 2017 census data, the number of students nationwide enrolled in school was 76.4 million. A motorist repeatedly drove into people along streets and sidewalks in Portland, Oregon on Monday, killing an elderly woman who was dragged beneath the wheels. The man then tried to flee on foot, but neighbors surrounded him until police arrived and took him into custody. Portland Police Bureau spokesman Derek Carmen says police received a call shortly after 1 p.m. that a driver had hit a pedestrian. Additional calls came from people saying a person driving the same suspect vehicle, a Honda Element, was striking other people. The crime scene spans at least 15 city blocks. For the first time since 1960, the National Baseball Hall of Fame will not have a new group of electees in 2021. Kirk Schilling announced that he does not intend to have his name on the Baseball Writers Association of America ballot for 2022. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.